Ho, how's it going, all my talkers? What it do be doing these streets? How's it going? You looking good. Welcome back to Kyle Talks, where I'm Kyle, and we talk. Yo, it's so good talking to you guys. That felt like really cringe right there, like the last like 2 seconds of that sentence. But we're rolling. Jamie, keep the tape rolling. So great seeing you guys. Thank you for tuning in. You looking good. You looking dialed up. You looking great. And I appreciate you for tuning into Kyle Talks out of beautiful, beautiful sunny SoCal from the Kyle Talks studio, where we have LaCroix and White Claw served to you on a silver platter. Let me know what you prefer. Personally, I like limoncello and pamplemousse, but that's just me. We got everything going on over here at the Kyle Talks studio, and once again, we are happy. I am happy to have you guys here. Thanks for tuning in. Guys, thank you for the love last week. We put up some numbers. Y'all showing up and showing out. That's for sure. Last week, I think we had like, check my Instagram. If you're not looking at my Instagram, it's always there. Great stuff over there. Like 150. No, like 130 some. Something like that. I don't have the picture. I don't got my phone near me. I just have like my laptop where I do all my work. But that besides the point, you guys have been showing out. Like that is crazy. 150 plus a week. And I know that's like some people get that in seconds, but for me, that's like, oh, shoot fire. That is a lot of guacamole. And I'm not even making money off of this. I don't know why I said guacamole, but you get my point. You guys are listening to me. Thank you guys so much. I just want to share love and show love back to you guys. Thank you for you guys who sent me nice messages and love saying keep up the good work. I appreciate it. Thank you for the people who said they like it on YouTube better. Wasn't too many people that said like all that, but I think it's really good. I have that because why not get more people listening to Kyle Talks? We're a community, right? And that's all about community, talking to people. I don't care what you look, vote, smoke like, breathe, dress like, present as, think. If your hair color is like 4 different colors in one, if you got 5 eyes, 6 eyes, I don't care. We all get together here. We just have a good time. So thank you guys for that love. And by the way, if this is your first time here, welcome. Welcome to Kyle Talks. If this is your first time here, then this is a podcast about society, business, and culture, and about community, where people come together and we talk about society, what we doing, business. We all gotta get bread somehow. Culture, we're all a part of it, and we all get to live. And it's made better when we can communicate and talk and just enjoy that with people around us. That's the point. That's what this is all about. So if you are here first time here, I appreciate you. For all the regulars, I appreciate you even more. Don't worry, newcomers, they'll get there eventually. But for the people that have been here for a while, thank you so much. Thank you for your continued love and support. You guys are awesome. Today's episode. So when I was gone for a while, I did a chatting with you. I said with you episode, and I got a lot of good feedback on that. Surprisingly, the podcast is built about communication and community and just talking and learning from people. The most popular episode, one of the most popular, it's not the popular, but one of the most popular episodes would be just chatting with people and taking questions. Who would have thought? So we're doing that again today. I have a plethora. I've used that word before, but we're using it again. I have a plethora of questions to take from you guys, and I'm excited to have a conversation with you. So if this is not your first time here, you know sometimes we do boss questions before opening show. And that's a chance where I get to have a conversation with you, the listener. And we can form a bond, throw stuff. It's like, just imagine a couple of bros just like sitting back, got a few LaCroix open, just having a conversation. That's what this is supposed to feel like. We're supposed to learn from each other. So if you would like those questions read on the show, go ahead and submit them to kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com and put boss, B-O-S-S, in the subject line. That way I know to have it. But today we're focusing on all questions. So there will be before opening show questions because all of these questions are from there. And guys, not to waste any time, we got some good questions. We got some good vibes in the chat. Let's jump into our first one with no further ado. First question comes from Angel Yanez. Angel Yanez Yahoo. I'm gonna be honest. I know people used Yahoo. Also, should I be saying the names out like that? Like, should you guys like email this person and be like, "Hey, thanks for the question." I don't know. This person didn't say not to use their stuff, so I don't know. Maybe that's on me. I mean, I don't know, but you know what they say in the biz, baby. F it, we ball. So we ballin'. Jumping into your question, Adriel. Hey, your episodes are always thought-provoking. I appreciate it, my brand. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for participating. It's a short one, actually. Speaking of cancel culture, so this is probably about the episode I did talking about like businesses and stuff. Speaking of cancel culture and its effects on businesses, life, Twitter. I mean, you already know how it goes. You've seen it happen. You already know how it goes. You've seen it happen, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do you think some of these companies are like more scared to be more creative? Because what happens? What happens if it offends like the 3% or something like that? Then it's a big deal and a big backlash. And I don't know. It just seems kind of crazy to me. Like some stuff for sure. Some stuff for sure is definitely offensive, for sure. But I don't know. It just seems like sometimes it could be too much. Hey, dude, we really jumping into this one. I think that's a cool question. Before we get started, I did scan some of these questions just to see if, like, you know, it's like we're like good or whatever. So I did scan a couple of these questions, like all of them actually. And also, I forgot to say this before I jump in. I am still learning in life. I am a 26-year-old. Half black, American blooded, married man who has a podcast and works in startups, and I'm trying to figure it out. I don't even have it. You just heard what I said. I'm 26 and been married for 2 years. I'm still figuring it out. I don't have the answers, never will have all the answers, but I learned something, and I'm not even saying it's a lot. I really mean just a little bit. I've learned something, and we're all learning something, and that's the point for us to communicate, talk with each other, have good conversations, enjoy each other's time. That kind of thing. So, like, these questions aren't as like, oh, I know everything. This is more of, hey, maybe here's what I've learned. Maybe here's what you learned for sending the question. Let's talk about it. So that's all this is, okay? This isn't nothing crazy. I'm not claiming everything. This is just us having a conversation. So with that in mind, I actually do think, and this is all just opinions, right? But as someone I work in corporate world right now, right? I'm in corporate, I guess you can say all that. I mean, it's mainly startups. You guys know I'm a startup fiend. I fiend for the startups. I think they're, at least for now, that's where I want to be. I've worked in two startups now. Learned a lot. as far as like at a startup level, if I can share what I've learned, it don't hurt to try anything and everything. You literally throw every idea, anything you have, and the kitchen sink with it and see what happens when it sticks. I think that's very, like, very a startup move. And honestly, and I'm just thinking out loud here, you can honestly see the same thing like social media stars and social media influencers. I know that's kind of not what you asked, but they just, like, think about people that famous just said the most asinine thing, the craziest thing, the most out-of-pocket thing, and it gets taken to, like, this level, right, where they get famous. A lot of people, you could think of literally any people. I mean, for me, I'm not repping on her game or Bad Baby or, Bad Barbie or Bad Baby? Which one is it? Bad Baby. I'm not repping on her name or no disrespect, but, like, she says some, like, Catch Me Outside, how about that, like, craziest, and that's not even the most out-of-pocket thing some successful people have said, you know what I mean? From a startup point of view, like, in businesses, it don't hurt to try everything, but I do think when you get bigger, I definitely think it can limit creativity to a certain degree, right? Like, but here's the thing, here's the counter. We like, over here at Kyle Talks, we like to be well-rounded thinkers. We like to think about everything. We don't like to, like, just dial in on one thing. We want to keep our minds open, right? Like, we want to make sure we're making educated or saying stuff that's educated, not just like we're spitting it out because we're here. We don't do that around here. That's you. You know, they do that over there, not over here. But at the same time, on the other hand of what I just said, like, yeah, it could limit creativity. What kind of creativity isn't limiting? Like, if like if like someone's trying to go to like being super racist or like, you know, like being mean to cultures, disrespecting people or whatever, like, oh, should we be limiting that kind of, I don't know. I mean, that's, I know I'm stepping in some, as us Americans call it, First Amendment rights things right there. I know that, you know, I'm gonna keep us away from all that. But I'm just, it's could be said like, yeah, it definitely could create, it could limit creativity. But on the same hand, what kind of creativity would we be limiting? Like, you know what I mean? Do you want to see stuff on this all the time that's like super down on people because XYZ? I wouldn't. I know, regardless of who you are, you probably don't want to either. So yeah, I think it, I've never thought about it how you just said it like that. I have never thought about it like that. I definitely think it could limit creativity, obviously. You know what I'm thinking of? I'm just gonna have to say, because I've been thinking of this whole time. I've been thinking about H&M. Remember when they did like the coolest monkey in the jungle? And it was a black dude on the shirt. I'm half black. I'm not laughing because it said coolest monkey. I'm a half black dude, so you know, you're racist, not me. But the point is, like, that is crazy to me. Someone said, you know what? This shirt's gonna cook. And all the designers are like, yeah, oh, he's cooking. And so it's like, it's crazy to me that like that was a thing that actually happened. And then again, on the same hand, is society wrong for that? Is society looking too much? I don't know. But to answer your question, I do think it can limit creativity. But just to be fair to, for everything, and just to be intellectually fair to myself, what kind of creativity would be limited if it's offensive? You know what I mean? And what is offensive? That's, I don't want to really get into all of that, but I think that's a great, thank you so much for your question, Angel. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting. On to our next question. Hey, Kyle and Rio. Look at that. Rio, you got I guess that's the team, right? He said, hey, team. And I was like, Kyle and Rio is pretty much the team, right? He said, hey, Kyle Talks team. Your episodes make my commute variable and definitely feels like I'm talking to someone a little, at least a little bit on my way to work. Oh, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Like you, Kyle, I also am a fresh, he put it in, he, she, they, them, they put it in quotation marks, fresher graduate. I guess I graduated about 5 years ago, and I know you said you graduated recently, but I probably am a little older than you. With that in mind, though, in my job, corporate job, I've been hearing a lot about AI and automation taking over jobs. Now I don't think it should take over jobs soon, like my positions or like sales or HR or communications teams. He put a parentheses, maybe not them. True. But I know it's becoming a bigger conversation, and you mentioned that you do oh my gosh, you mentioned you do ChatGPT a lot for your work and for your startups, and I must admit I use it as well. Don't tell my bosses. You notice I didn't say your name either? I got you, man. I got you. I got you. Don't you trip. I got you. So with all of this said, do you think this will ultimately be a benefit to society, or if you've ever seen the movie iRobot, I have, I like that movie. Do you think that this might be a semblance of a reality or maybe a future reality? AI seems like a really good tool, but can it grow out of hand? Thank you so much for the podcast. Appreciated. God bless. Looking to hear more. Well, you know what, Talker, thank you for sending your question. I love questions like these. I think AI is so cool. I think I answered an AI question on my last Talks With, or was it a different episode? I just know I have talked about it. So this question is probably sent in after one of those two videos. But I'm gonna say this might be a repeat for some of you guys, but yes. I mean, I think to answer your question, short fashion, yes. In a long fashion, I think it'll just take some time to get there. And that's the thing, like, AI is crazy. Like, I'm telling you guys, I've worked in two very small startups. I've talked to bigger companies. And by bigger companies, I mean like 500 employees plus. And that really isn't that big of a company, if I can be honest with you guys. That's a pretty small company, actually, in the grand scheme of things. I've talked to these businesses operation directors, I've talked to people, students, of, I mean, crazy amount of people. And I'm telling you, everyone uses ChatGPT to make their job easier. The amount of information that ChatGPT gets on a daily basis is crazy. I don't think it's not a fad. It's not something that's, I mean, you could, I'm not even kidding you. You can legit say, here's a prompt and it will write you a a paper about it. And there's like no word cap, nothing to it. This stuff is the real deal. It is legit. It is real. And it makes your life easier. I know like some boomers in the chat, like, and that's how they sound. They can't, ChatGPT sounds better than them. I am sorry. That was really mean. I was only being serious. I'm sorry. That was really mean. Jokes aside. Yeah, I'm just being serious. But jokes aside, I think there's a intellectual, yeah, completely joke. That was obviously a joke, guys. Come on. I think being intellectually honest here, I do think maybe we have to rein this in a little bit. Like, we have to put some checks and balances on it. Because, I mean, if we can give something that can talk to us like it's a real person, interact with us like it's a real person, hear prompts properly and, like, interact, maybe we should keep that in check. And I almost promise you the government probably is keeping that in check. I mean, the government is listening to this as I'm recording it before I even post it. The government's listening through my phone. I know that might be a crazy take for some of us in the older sphere, but pretty much everyone knows they listen. They listen to your phone. They listen to everything. Like, it is what it is. You know, my FBI guy gives me some chocolate chip cookie dough recipes. So, I mean, me and him are cool, but I know that's not everyone's FBI agent in their relationships. So that's just mine. So, but, you know, that's neither here or there. But the point remains, I do think we'll have to eventually move into a place where, like, jobs will be mainly operated by AI. I don't know. I don't know if that's a hot take. I don't think that it is, because it's reality. I mean, if you think of, like, conveyor belts and, like, factories already do this. They just don't have any semblance of consciousness. Now, AI don't have consciousness, but they have a semblance of it. And if you were to talk to ChatGPT, you would see that semblance. They aren't conscious, I'm going to make that very clear, but they have a semblance of it. And I think that's what's kind of cool and scary at the same time. I think, here's my prediction, and I think I said this before, but my hot take is, by the time, I am 26 right now, I think by the time 55, we will see some sort of like AI greeting you at the store. You'll walk in, they'll say like, hey, how are you doing? What are you looking for? You say, hey, I'm looking for shorts that are above the knee and about whatever, a 40 waist. Oh, no problem, sir. That will be right down to your left, aisle 6, third row to your right, and it'll be there. I think we'll start seeing that for sure in my 50s. I think near the end of my life, like 65 plus, I'll probably start seeing like robots walking around. I don't know if that's a really fast timeline. I mean, that's 40, 50 years plus away from now. But I do think, if not in my time, it is going to happen soon. Maybe my kids, whenever I have kids, I don't have kids now, but maybe my kids' timeline, like during their 40s or whatever, that might be a reality. That's me. Is that a good or bad thing? I think it sounds bad right now because, well, people would lose their jobs, and that's pretty crappy, right? Like, to be honest, but I think society would adjust. Now, what does that look like? I have no idea. And I'm not saying this is going to happen. I think it's going to happen, but I'm not God. I don't got some kind of time seeing glasses, but I do think it's interesting and I think it's cool. I personally think it's really cool. But iRobot is scary. Let's avoid that. And of course, let's avoid Terminator. But thank you so much for sending your question. I loved it. Loved interacting with you. Love chatting with you. And what do you think? What do you guys think? Before I move on to the next question, what do you guys think? Do you guys think that's like, do you think this is a bad idea? Should we rein it in? Should we not rein it in? Should we not entertain this at all? What do you think? Let me know what you think in the comments on the YouTube video or DM me, text me on Instagram. Would love to have a conversation with you. Let me know what you think. Let's jump into our next question. Hello, fellow podcaster. Thanks, Kyle, so much for the Kyle Talks podcast. I really do appreciate it, and I am a fan of smaller podcasters as well, as I know you've mentioned before answering some boss questions. This was sent in a while ago, guys, by the way. So my voice didn't crack. Yours did. So this was sent in a while ago. Dude, drop it, okay? Your voice cracked. Get over it, man. I get it, dude. I know you're listening, but I heard your voice crack. It's okay, bro. We can move on. So this was sent in a while ago. Just for some context, this sent like 3 months ago. Actually, let me tell you when it was sent in right now. So we're in August. That's when I was recording. This was sent in January 24th. So this is 7 months old. Anyways, thanks. I thought this was a good question though. Still. You do good on podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Talker, for sending this in. I enjoy it because you enjoy smaller podcasters, and I found that a lot actually. I feel like a lot of people have liked, at least my base right now, they enjoy smaller podcasters, probably because it's more intimate, right? But nonetheless, thank you so much for that. I know you've mentioned about wanting to be a chief executive officer of some kind or something like that, and I wish you the best with the podcast, whatever life grows out. I hope you do well. Me personally, also on that, but I'm intrigued with like the social environment and everything going on about what it looks like. So I'm curious what you think, Kyle. So CEOs are very powerful, obviously. They are very powerful, especially American CEOs. I know other countries are very powerful too, but particularly America just by itself is very powerful. So naturally, the companies that are built out like Apple, Microsoft, Amazon also have crazy cultural, societal, and political power as well. With that in mind, how does like a CEO's personal stance on different kind of things affect companies' image and success? For example, I know Steve Jobs is now dead, but at one point he lived like he wasn't great to people, he wasn't great to his daughter. So it kind of set this expectation of work hard and be kind of disrespectful to people and you'll be successful. There's also other instances where certain CEOs believe in certain societal or political issues that can really sway the image of these large companies. So I'm just curious, can today, is it no longer possible? This is a good question. Is it no longer possible to separate the CEO's persona from the companies, or is it all in one? And does the CEO lose his autonomy for these large companies? Will this trickle down to other people or what? This kind of scares me a little bit, but I'm curious what you think. Holy shiz nugget. That was a good question. That's a W question. You see why I picked this question, by the way? This is a good question. So you answer a lot of things, but honestly, and we're, like I said, we're having a candid conversation. I haven't really worked. I mean, I've worked corporate, but not like large corporate, right? I work in startups. You guys know that. I've said that like 5,000 times this podcast alone. You said something that really affected me. It was like, can a CEO's autonomy not be removed from the companies? Is there no distinction once you become a CEO of a large company? Are you just that CEO and that's all you represent now? Or are you your own person that likes other things? That one's interesting. As someone who's worked with CEOs, again, not like Apple or Amazon CEOs. I mean, I wish, right? But I've worked with startup CEOs and their whole persona, their being, is the company that they're working on. And not to say like they have other stuff, like they're, of course, a lot of them are parents, caretakers, care providers, but mainly like what they do and who they are is their business. So at a startup level, I think it's hard to distinct between the two, because especially if they're in the dirt phase of building the startup, they are working as hard as they can to get this up. And honestly, the startup is an extension of them. So with that, now that's my personal experience in startups. If you have anything different, let me know experiences, because mine's definitely not the only one. I think, I mean, if I'm thinking logically here, if that's how my experience has been for like small startups, I think naturally it just gets exponentially bigger when you talk about Apples and Amazons. Jeff Bezos is Amazon. Amazon is Jeff Bezos. I know he stepped down, right? He's not like the CEO or the board member, or he is on the board, but it's like advisory or something like that, right? It's something along those lines. I just know he's not in big leadership anymore. Jeff Bezos will forever be Amazon. I mean, whatever he did or said reflects Amazon as a whole. I know when his like wife was tripping, and they got like, they got divorced, right? Jeff Bezos and his wife. I'm almost spot like 95. I'm 95% sure. I'm leaving 5% for them. I'm 95% sure. Either she got a prenup or he got a prenup, something like that. But like that reflected more on Amazon. It's just like, oh, like is she wanting all this money to leave, or was he a terrible person? And if he was a terrible person, we don't want to support Amazon anymore. I mean, they so reflect. I mean, think about Bill Gates. Bill Gates is hated by conspiracy theorists and regular people alike right now. Wherever you fall and how you feel about Bill Gates, that dude, regardless of what you think, that dude is doing some weird stuff lately. And that reflects bad on Microsoft. Because he is Microsoft. He's obviously, that's his brainchild. It's what he started. He had the original vision for this thing. So it's like that does reflect on him. And so I think, I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't think I want this to be the answer, but I do think there is little to no distinction between CEOs and the companies they manage. Now, that's a crappy thing to think. I personally think that is like super crappy of a thing to have, but it's also the reality of the situation. I think it's the reality that they can't distinct between those. And does that fall down to regular people like just working for them? Not today. I feel like today, like, oh, you work for Amazon or whatever, well, you must be a terrible person. I don't think that is like where, at least maybe I'm wrong and blind. I don't think that's the vibe today, but I do think that can eventually get there somewhere. Cause if it goes from the top down, it will be filled by those people at the top, and it will definitely trickle down to those people at the bottom. Just took a sip of the beautiful LaCroix at the Kyle Talk Studio. But yeah, I think it's terrible to say, but it's true. It's hard to just define the distinction between those two, and it's hard just to, does it go down to regular people? Maybe. Is it the truth for CEOs today? Yes. What do you guys think? What do you think, talker who asked in the question? Is this a real issue? Is this not a non-issue? Will this eventually affect normal working people like me or you? I don't know. I'm curious what you think. Guys, I have one more quick question that I want to add just because I like it. We're just going to go through it real quick. Greetings. Love the Kyle Talks podcast. I just have a quick question because we're talking about Amazon, and I just had to throw this question in because it goes so naturally with what we're talking about. It says, with everyone ordering off of Amazon now, and the Amazon Fresh grocery store and the Amazon clothing store where you don't pay, you just walk out, do you think stores where you walk in, so he means brick and mortar, are in trouble? I don't know. I just went to my first Amazon experience, and it's kind of wild. I'm just curious about your thoughts. I'm just going to sneak this in. Yes. I think brick and mortars are in trouble. I went to my first Amazon store because I'm in SoCal. There's one of them. I don't remember where it is, to be honest. But it's somewhere. And I remember I went with my wife and Rio and his wife, Jessica, our best friends ever. And it was crazy. Like, you pull up a thing, a little thing goes, drops it in front of you in the dressing room. There's like a VR aspect to it where you can see what you would look like. They bring it to you to try out. Like, you scan everything on your phone, and as you walk out, it just automatically charges you. That stuff is crazy. Like, I definitely, and talking about AI and robots doing, they'll definitely be doing that. That's for sure they'll be doing that. But nonetheless, this stuff is insane. Yes, I think brick and mortars are in trouble. Maybe not like trouble, like they're going away, but it is wild. And I think they're going to have to do some Walmart, Target. They're going to have to update. Sam's Club If you guys have never been to Sam's Club, Sam's Club has that exact thing now. You can walk through by scanning everything and just go under this like self-check lane, but you don't check anything. You just walk under it and it automatically charges you. It's Sam's Club does that. Isn't that crazy? With that out the way, guys, I don't want to bore you too much, but I love doing these questions. You guys seem to like it too. I'm wrapping it up there. Thank you guys so much for your questions. Again, if these are all before opening show questions, so if you have any questions where you just want to ask me or communicate with me, have a good chat, please send them into kyletalkspodcast@gmail.com and put boss, B-O-S-S, in the subject line so it's easier for me to shift out. Guys, thank you so much. I love talking with you guys. You guys are amazing people. I am so motivated and I'm grateful for this little audience I'm building. I couldn't be more happy. And I get to do it with you guys. Thank you so much for the love. Do not forget to review this podcast. Review it. Let me know how much you loved it or hate it. Share it with some friends. Share it with a friend. Screenshot this podcast. Share it to your stories. Put at Kyle the Horton on Twitter and Instagram. Should I say Twitter or should I say X? I don't know. But thank you guys so much. Like and subscribe if you are watching this on YouTube. Thank you for the love. Keep on rocking. You are more loved than you ever know. And I'll see you next time. Kyle Talks.